Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
I watched another Red Sox game that went to 10:30, so it was a full hour longer because pitching changes are pitching changes, and they can still change pitchers whenever
they
want.
The short game you saw in person, right?
Yeah, it was in person.
So the long game was because of the commercials.
That is funny.
I'm glad you think so, Oscar.
Shut up!
Dogs are innate swimmers.
You had a life vest on?
This guy's got two left paws. I don't know what to tell you.
But you put a life vest on when you put him in the pool?
We bought one for
ridiculous. Ridiculous.
What about four water wings?
You must have been a beautiful baby.
Who runs Bartertown?
Rob.
I love your toy.
Master Blaster.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to The Mike O'Mara Show. Glad to have you along, all the good listeners around the world. Marina Del Rey, California. That's expensive.
Yeah. Right?
Is it?
It is very expensive, yes.
Where is it?
It is on the water, and I think it is near Los Angeles. I'll find out
Marina Del Rey?
Yeah.
I think Marina Del Rey is like Newport-ish. I don't know enough about California geography.
If you ever get a chance to go to Newport, we should go together.
Is that where they make the cigarettes?
I've been to Newport.
I played golf
in Newport Beach, where they have these massive developments, wealthy developments on... They shave off the tops of mountains.
It's in Los Angeles County near Venice. Marina Del Rey is.
It's where the beer flows like wine.
What?
Shannon.
That doesn't even make any sense.
Shannon. This is why I love my wife. She's 8 years younger than me, 9 years younger than me, who knows? And we met a gentleman that I guess someone we're going to connect with from the Aspen Institute. And I'm explaining to Shannon.
Shannon walked up to him and said, do you like a porno?
No. Aspen Institute.
She said, would you like to see my ass pen?
Well, see, that's why you guys, this is where I'm going to educate you on some.
Thank you, Oscar.
Cinematic.
You like a porno?
I've never even heard that drop.
That's a good one.
No,
that's a good one.
There's a line in. Is she here?
No.
Matt, get Shannon, please. There's a line in Dumb and Dumber, which apparently was big in her childhood household. Dumb and Dumber, which I love.
It's a great movie. If you suspend your brain, it's fun.
She saw it in the theater.
She's one of five.
Yeah.
She had two younger brothers, one older brother. So I guess this is what they watched on a regular basis. I said, Shannon, what do you know about the Aspen Institute? Shannon, you're there? When I asked you, what do you know about the Aspen Institute? What'd you say?
Aspen. I'm talking about a little place called Aspen, where the beer flows like wine.
It still doesn't make any sense,
but it's cute.
We drove halfway across the country in the wrong direction.
Oh, so this is from Dumb and Dumber.
Oh, yes. Okay, where the beer flows like wine.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. I love it.
There's a long way to get there.
No, but now, but it's cute.
I was like,
it's because of the just overall personality of your wife that makes the whole thing work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm so wacky.
It's better than when Oscar said it.
Tina Turner's.
You must have been a beautiful baby.
You must have been a beautiful baby. Actually, I told Dominique once that that's what I think of when I finish doing his makeup. Dominique Foxworth,
yes.
Mind you.
And what did he say to you?
He laughed.
Oh, okay.
Thankfully, he humors me.
All right, fair enough.
I'm sure in his mind, he's like, she's wackadoo.
He said to her,
do you like a porno?
And then he said, Aspen.
They've ruined it, Peach. They've ruined it.
Such a stupid
They've ruined
joke.
It.
Oh, my God.
Are you out of here now?
No. First, okay. I got to tell you guys about when I was at physical therapy.
For your elbow?
Could you?
Yeah, because I was dropping bows. No, not for my elbow, but... You know what? You really threw me, Mike.
Well, I don't know what
you're
in physical therapy. What are you in physical therapy for?
For my neck.
Okay, yes.
Okay. And Tina Turner's, what is it, Simply the Best came on?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And so I had to tell the story of how we produced a show called All the Best.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And every single time that I hear All the Best, I think, you're simply the best.
That was a slow, as far as I was concerned.
Yeah.
I didn't spotlight it the day she passed away. And then I caught a portions, multiple clips of her, like I'll do sometimes when somebody's gone.
Yeah.
And realized just I should have spent more time talking about her because she was so
iconic
and yeah. just mm-hmm. amazing in concert.
The hits.
And also, better than all the rest.
Now
better
I have one.
Than anyone. Anyone I ever met.
She's got a voice.
You're simply the best.
You know what?
You ever have you ever
sung?
We did
karaoke. She was at when we did that live band karaoke. Did she sing that night?
What are you talking about?
When we went to that Irish bar in Clarendon or Arlington, that was live band.
I don't think she sang.
I know she was
there.
I
know she can sing.
Yeah, you've got a good voice.
You've got a very nice voice.
Except for around the office
or the house.
But I mean, that was really, you were on perfect pitch, and I happen to know. What
do you know
perfect
something
pitch
about?
Is because yeah. I've auditioned lead singers.
Yes.
Nice. You know from pitch, Mike. You do.
You had an all-girl band at one point, right?
Called
Pitch
Perfect.
I did. All over 65.
They're called the
Shannon, would you do me a favor?
Swing band.
Yes,
would
sure.
You? I want to do a little playlet with you, okay? I'd like to do a little playlet. I want you to say, who run Bordertown?
Who run Bordertown? How am I supposed to say that?
Master Blaster.
Oh, God damn it. God damn it. Hold on.
Crumpets is
Master
ruined.
Blaster. Master Blaster. Master Blaster run Bordertown.
Yeah, Tina Turner, Peach.
Yeah.
What?
In Mad Max or in Thunderdome. Oh. Beyond Thunderdome.
So here's your read, Shannon. Just who run Bordertown?
Who run Bordertown?
Bordertown.
Bordertown.
Who run Bordertown?
But do it in a little person's voice, like if you're impersonating an elf.
All okay. Right?
So to kind of make it like, he'll run Bordertown.
Okay. I feel like you could probably do this better than me.
I know, but
just
it's no fun if I do it.
Another
yeah,
voice.
It's a play.
I feel like I need to hear it, though.
Okay, so it's Rob, you don't have it, do
I
you?
Don't think so. Let me look.
But it's like an elfin voice that says, who run Bordertown?
Like a munchkin.
Like a munchkin. Like, do it and say, who run Bordertown? Here we go.
Who run Bordertown?
Master Blaster.
That worked.
There we go. Like thank him. You, Shannon.
No problem.
I liked it.
TTYL.
See you later, Peach. Thank you.
T-T-Y-L. Ta-ta. What?
Talk to you later.
Talk to you later.
Okay. I must have been a beautiful.
Oh, God.
I will
oh,
hear
my
that
God.
From the other room.
Yes. Let me tell you. I know. Look,
you didn't finish the cities.
Yes.
What?
You didn't finish the cities.
Marina Del Rey.
Read them.
That's a tough one to do the pronouncer on. Constanta, Romania?
Yes.
What?
What's wrong with that?
Scoopy. Because the Rob gave me a pronouncer that is K-U-N-S-T. Okay, yeah. So that's a little.
Oh, you know,
that's from the internet.
That's a different
that's
story.
Just from the internet. That's I wouldn't
Constanza,
do that on
Constanza, Romania.
Yes, exactly, Mike.
Chiang Mai,
Thailand.
Nice.
Bay City, Michigan. Is that where the Bay City Rollers are from?
They're named after that, but they're from Scotland.
Vang Vieng, Laos, and Rob with two B's, Alberta, Canada.
How about that? In Canada, no less.
We didn't do that yesterday.
No,
did
we didn't.
No.
All right.
You must have been a beautiful baby.
Who runs Bordertown?
Rob.
I love
Rob,
your toy.
Master Blaster.
Can't you just hit mute on that and then you're good?
Yeah.
I got
hands,
you. Fair enough.
Helping hands. Yes, I
fair
can.
Enough.
I can. As a matter of fact, it would be absolutely seamless.
If I was an octopus. Octopus. Octopussy.
Thank you.
Octopussy.
Good movie.
Those fingers in my hair. That sly come hither stare. That leaves my conscience bare, it's witchcraft. All right, I'm going to stop playing now, even though I'm in a goofy mood. I may have, let me mute this right now. I may have a little heat stroke.
Oh,
really?
You know what I'm going to do?
What?
I'm going to duct tape that microphone to this microphone.
Like a World War Z shotgun.
It would be like this.
Yes.
Yeah.
I would have two microphones.
No feedback. You're good to go.
And I would just,
do a switcheroo.
It's still hard. No, it's not going to work.
You know what you need? You need a second boom. That's what Paul Schaefer had. He had a talking mic and a singing mic on Letterman. So if you had a second boom.
Your brain right there, when you pull that, how do you know that? Because I've never heard that in all my time watching David Letterman. I've never heard that.
You never saw him
just observe it?
Yeah. You never saw him switch mics?
Well, I'm sure he switched mics.
Because I'm sure that the sound processing, if he's going to sing or do something musical, is different than when he was talking. Same thing we're dealing with here.
Two mics.
Different settings.
Two mics, one cup.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Like a porno.
There you go.
Okay. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show.
And welcome to, Mike, we never say this. Welcome to you.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. I have something to say to you.
Get out! Okay. No good enough. Piss off!
That's nice.
Get out! You're not good enough. Piss off!
I don't know what this fussy one says.
What?
So anyhow, I have to say this. You live down here, and you certainly live down here in summertime, and you are acclimated to it. But I wasn't acclimated to what I experienced today. I will give you the way I would breathe periodically down here.
Mm-hmm.
When it's this hot, when it's, I think, 106 or 107 heat index.
Right.
You get it, there are moments where you're sitting there and you're in the shade and trying to find a breeze wherever you can, and you breathe like this because it's that intense.
Is it the kind of heat that when you breathe in, your lungs get hot?
I will tell you what kind of heat it is.
All right.
It is the kind of heat that everything, every surface, every window, every piece of glass, every doorway going into an indoor space is covered with sweat, is covered with water. Your car is covered, if you don't keep it in a garage, which
right.
I don't. Your car is covered with water in the morning. There's just moisture.
Condensation,
yeah. And the reason I bring this up is for one main reason. As you know, I purchased a massive item for the O'Mara household down here in Florida, and that was a brand spanking new HVAC system for the house.
Woo!
As of bedtime last night, and file this under the heading of, I don't want to effing deal with it.
Yeah.
I don't. This time of year, I don't want to deal with anything. Household-wise, I really don't. I don't want to deal with cable. I don't want to deal with phones. All the stuff people hate to deal with, I file this under that. Dealing with some company that charged me a gazillion dollars to put in a friggin' air conditioner. Last night upon Betty by time, our temperature was set to 74 degrees, and the temperature in my home was 79 degrees.
Oh, ooh. Like when we were there.
Yeah.
I woke up, I was like, O'Mara won't turn on the AC.
And probably humid because it's not filtering the air. So you
not that bad. Oddly enough, it doesn't feel that bad, but I'm looking at the floating nice new thermostat with the floating temperature that's on there. And it says 79. And I know... I'm so mad that and by the way, you remember that luggage rack that we had in my garage?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I couldn't open up the garage door the other day because the original owner, who did everything on the cheap, the original owner put in the rack, and now it is pulled away from the ceiling and is just sitting on the top of the garage door opener.
Oh.
So it's just tiny little things you want to... But if I call them, are they going to give me this? That it's a heat index of 107, so 79 is actually pretty good.
Just
to
warn you.
If they say that, I'm going to lose it.
Just to warn you, I have had two different air conditioning professionals tell me, you should never expect your AC to keep it more than 20 degrees cooler than it is outside. And I hate that answer. But they said if you do it, you're going to ask too much of it and ultimately
so
damage
94,
the
let's say 95, let's say 96.
Okay.
86?
76.
That's BS.
It is. It's a bad answer.
When I'm in Phoenix, it's 300 degrees. I walk in somebody's house, it's freezing in it.
All right. Well, I it's not to the point where we can't function, but I just wonder.
Yeah,
I am chilly in people's houses.
One.
Oh, they burned you. Tell them to come in and fix it.
I want it right.
Yeah, you
and
should.
I know they're going to say you should never. You know.
I know, and I hate even bringing it up. Yeah. And I.
What do you want for big AC?
No, I don't. As a matter of fact, I violate that law all the time.
In a way, it relieves me a little bit to hear him say that he's actually dealt with that.
Do you still run the AC with your windows open?
Yeah.
Do you still heat your house
when
with
I'm
hair
dryers? When I'm not throwing 20s. When I'm not throwing 20s out the window, going la, 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 la.
You don't have one of those guns that shoots money?
Carla, let's go to the casino and put and sit at the $1,000 slot machine.
Tell Carla the casino is air conditioned.
Yum, yum.
It's a new system. It should perform.
It should.
Well, the little one that I got for you boys when you came down here was working like a charm.
Oh, so the garage is fine.
Garage where I do this show is absolutely perfect.
Perfect.
Perfectamundo. In fact, I'll tell you right now. There it is. 76. I set it to 76. If I go lower, it gets too cold.
How low can you go?
What, are you a limbo guy?
No, I don't know what a split unit allows you to go to. Digital.
I bet it's 60.
55.
You think? 60.
Ha ha! Face!
60.
That's good. Yeah, 60 in a garage in Florida?
Yeah.
I mean, that's impressive.
Yeah, but that would be way too cold. So it's 76.
Yeah, but the fact that your garage can get that cold in Florida in the middle of the summer is impressive.
It is. Mm-hmm. But
thanks to the 3M Corporation.
Yes, we double insulate it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's a pain in the ass, and we did that. Some of them have popped off the wall.
I told Shannon
already.
What?
The story of when we were down there with Mike, and he was unhinged and was yelling at himself. And he's like, I hate this corporation.
He hated the entire 3M corporation,
And then Rob was like, which corporation, Mike, as we're running cables? And he says, 3M! And Shannon... Well, now, every time we get something from 3M, she's like, I hate this corporation. She'll do it at home.
Well, it's nice to know that I'm mocked. That I'm still mocked.
It's more of a tribute, I think.
It's a tribute.
Yeah.
I stand by that because what was I mad about? Wasn't I mad about the tape? The two-sided tape or something
like
that? Yes,
that was it. You're that like, was this it was is...
It's garbage.
How many tiles have fallen off? This is
it's
the first
tiles.
You're mentioning.
I don't want to go into the minutiae. Yeah,
well,
the details.
It's the details are boring and they won't work. So
two-sided tape was garbage, and they didn't give you an easy access to peel off.
Yeah, it didn't say peel here.
No, it takes like 9 hours to do it. Yes. You have to cut it. I have a pathetic life.
No, you don't.
But
this is
it is the surface of the sun down here now. I've never felt heat,
Mike,
in Florida like I did today.
I insulated my mom's garage because of your insulation. It worked.
Mm-hmm.
It worked. Was it easier than mine?
No, it was the same amount of work, but
did you use the same puffy insulation where you had to kind of fold it behind the door?
All right, I did.
Good. And it worked out well for you?
Works perfectly. She was like, how did you know? I said, El Señor Mike.
And was she so happy about it that she piddled a little bit?
Stop. Sorry. And you know what? That is really reducing it, because piddle is what you say for a dog. You don't say that for a grown-up human being.
I'll share one story.
I couldn't help it. I can't help it. Your stories are great. That's why I wanted to leave with your story today, because you came in here discussing something that I found to be a little... ridiculous, but I want to hear you out and see what you're going, because speaking of throwing $20 bills out the window,
oh my God,
listen to what Oscar's got plans for.
Yeah, so
with his only child.
We don't have a child. is it
Santos is your child?
Yeah, I'm infertile. My He's wife is fertile. I'm the problem. So I think in a desperate gasp for some sort of motherhood, Shannon has been discussing the and she was concerned all summer, like most parents are, about the fact that Santos is now around a handful of swimming pools and he still doesn't know how to swim well.
And he's got
he's six, right? So he's six,
right?
He's golden doodle.
He's a golden doodle. Yes.
Mm-hmm. So it is a golden retriever.
No, labradoodle swimming. Labradoodle. Yes.
Oh. So he's a Labrador retriever.
Should swim.
Swimming is in his DNA.
Should swim. And I was walking around Podville bemoaning the fact that my dog can't swim. Like he can't.
And you're aware the other part of that dog is a standard poodle.
Correct.
Which is also a water dog.
That's a very smart
dog. I didn't know they were water dogs.
Water dog as well. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Hunting dog.
That's what it's like when you know you can throw a spiral, but your kid can't.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I felt. Like, I'm a great swimmer. My wife's a great swimmer.
Have you tested him?
Yes.
How?
We took him to Boston and he couldn't swim.
Did you throw him in the ocean?
No, we put him in my brother's pool with a life vest on and he was struggling.
Did he make it to the side of the pool himself, or did he, like, he didn't go straight down?
Oh, no, like a stone.
Dogs can't do that.
Except for a life vest, yeah.
Dogs are innate swimmers.
You had a life vest on?
This guy's got two left paws. I don't know what to tell you.
But you put a life vest on when you put him in the pool?
Yeah, we bought one.
That's ridiculous. Just throw him in the pool. He'll learn how to swim. Okay. It's instinct.
What about four water wings?
So... they make doggy for those of you that are dog lovers and not haters, like these monsters.
You can. I just think if you throw a dog into the pool like we did Winslow, Winslow can swim.
Winslow is all muscle. Yeah. Santos is soft.
Yeah, but okay. I think all a soft dog would float better than a muscle.
Didn't do very well. And out of the corner of my eye, I see Rob Ford walking over, and he put us on to what I hope will be a wonderful place because we're going this Saturday. We have a 1 o'clock appointment for Santos. And Shannon and I for his first swim lesson. And I'll give this place a free plug, paying full price. Oh, go ahead and throw it up, Mac.
Yeah.
Throw it up. When I say throw it up, please throw it up.
Oh, look.
Yes. They have a wonderful little shop. Let me get the right name here.
Look at these idiot dogs that don't know how to swim.
Aquatic Paws in Falls Church. I'll be doing I'll be doing an appearance there at 1 p.m. this Saturday. Feel free to swing through.
You buy appetizers
I'll sign
for people?
Autographs.
Yeah. Are you getting this for free?
No. They rehab dogs, Mike. This is so wonderful. This is their TikTok.
Oh, they rehab.
Rehab them, but they also take dogs that can't swim well and teach them how to swim.
Okay.
Look at this fatty. He needs to lose some weight. He's on an aquatic treadmill.
Yeah.
How sweet. Look at this little guy. That'll be Santos this Saturday, learning how to swim.
That looks like maybe a standard. That looks like a retriever of some kind.
Yeah,
that's definitely a retriever.
There you go. Look at this guy. Look at that guy.
Yeah.
Right?
It's a chocolate.
Did you know you could take your dogs to swim camp?
No, but I mean, I swear Mike is right, though. Every dog knows how to swim.
But here's the thing. I don't think Winslow enjoys swimming. So I see your point. That would be something where I would love to play with him in the pool.
Yeah.
More often here. I'd be out there
fetch.
More if he would play.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, like he'd run in and then he'd swim and have a great time. But maybe you're right. If they've got this place for dogs that don't know whether they're obviously afraid of it, and I guess you can train dogs not to be afraid.
Yeah.
Right? Well, Linus hates water, but he still has webbed toes. I know he could swim.
But have you ever seen him swim?
Not outside of competition.
Has he ever seen you swim?
He's seen me displace a lot of water. No, I don't know that we've ever taken him to a pool or anything like that. But
have
like,
you ever gone to a pool?
I have, of course.
Okay.
Silly.
I was just checking.
Yeah, but
you have a community pool, right?
Yes.
End of the year.
And a pond.
Community pools. They allow dogs to swim end of the year. Usually they have like a dog day.
Mm-hmm.
They do at a community pool?
Yeah, most community pools do that.
Carrie took Linus to a dog day at a big community pool where they made him go down a sliding board, and he fought it the whole way down.
Yeah.
And it was, he just doesn't like water, doesn't like rain, hates getting a bath. He doesn't like water, but I know he could swim.
No, you don't, you think that. That's what I'm saying. Most of us think that. And if you don't know, you don't know. Mac, put this video up if you don't mind.
You can train him.
Yeah.
What's he putting up?
He's going to put another video up of this little guy. So even if they're smaller dogs, right? They're bigger dogs.
Oscar did his homework. He knew he was going to talk about that, and he gave a little, this is it. This is what I dig. I totally dig this.
So great video day. And I was a little embarrassed to talk about it, but Santos is all we have. Until we have a baby, we got to teach this little guy how to swim.
You know who could swim?
Who?
Pippet, the dog in Jaws.
You know who can't swim?
Who?
My semen.
Why, your child is a dog.
I'm childless.
That's sad.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
I wish but I we'll take that it. Can be fixed.
We'll take it.
Maybe they could teach them to swim. What we need is a really small treadmill. Tiny.
Here's my labradoodle and my wiener.
We will make everybody in the family swim.
Yes.
Aquapaws after dark.
That's kind of cool. I like
right, not so bad.
And you that's what I want to see. I want to see not necessarily the look. I think they all have an innate ability to survive enough to get out of a pool.
They can struggle.
But they can struggle. But liking it and having it be fun but is a different
Mike,
story.
My black lab and my Weimar runner when I was younger would launch themselves into any swimming pool. Like, just jump and catch balls. You would throw them and they would catch them in the air.
I've watched
run
online
back
competitions where they'll put a toy
the greatest.
Like on a little trapeze rope. Correct. And they launch themselves and catch the toy and then turn around. It's beautiful.
Yeah. You know who was a water dog? Otis. Remember my mom's dog, Otis, that used to sing about?
Yeah. Otis the dog. He's a good boy. And now he's a chasing all those toys in heaven. Little Otis with his big poops.
Can Frankie swim?
Frankie.
He's got chlorine in his eye. I know that.
Frankie doesn't know where Frankie doesn't know where he is.
What if you just filled a sink for him?
We bathed him in the sink.
You before. Have?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we bathed him in the sink.
Not the dishwasher?
But he's just like, he'll do circles. Like, I come home from the links, and he'll be in his crate going, arg, 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 just barking at nothing. I'll stand in front, an inch in front of his crate, and he's going, because he doesn't even know or sense that I'm there. Is now daily, everywhere in the house, droplet here, droplet there, droplet here.
Yeah.
There's no ability for him to know that he's supposed to go outside anymore. So that's
sorry,
at least he's
Mrs.
not a
O'Mara
master.
Is getting a little frustrated, you know.
Oh, are
you hear that TikTok?
The countdown?
TikTok. No.
But as long as he's excited about getting a treat when he comes inside, that's my the day that that's not there, the day he's not enjoying parts of his life is the day we think about that, but not until then.
Yeah, speaking
and I'm the one that wasn't a big fan of Frankie. So
speaking of pets, you had moments with him at the old house. You would give him your egg dish and he'd lick that.
Yep,
that was nice.
Yep, he'd like that.
But speaking of pets, you mentioned something yesterday about your snake, Jake.
Yeah. Tomorrow will be the day, hopefully, that I get him tended to, because I've got I ordered online some new enclosure cleaner that I'm going to try out, that I'm going to do a deep clean on his enclosure. And
does it smell now?
No, not really, but it could use a deep clean, and I'm going to do that. And then I'm going to get him a small rat, and we're going to go from there. But I think he should be all right. They're indestructible. They really last for a long time. They're designed, they're designed to last forever. You know, they're designed to eat and then go a long time without food. Just like an alligator is, like a reptile is.
But so is he remaining a popular guest in your home?
I don't think that my wife likes him at all.
Right.
I won't have anything to do with him. And now my son is just like, I'll say, can you help me clean the Jake's enclosure? And I do all the work since I bought him, over a year ago?
Yeah.
Wasn't it his birthday? No, it was Christmas 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Sounds about right.
It was Christmas 2 years ago.
I don't have it in my reminders.
I take care of the snake exclusively, and it's a pain in the ass.
Yeah, but that's any parent, right? With any pet. I think that's what happens.
Yeah, but the kid's going to be 10. All right. Oh, by the way, speaking of kids, to Elizabeth, my middle child, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. 26 years young. All right.
God bless. I can't believe that.
And to her boyfriend, Connor, it's time, son. All right.
Yeah.
I mean, really. Okay. Time to pee or get off the pot.
Yeah.
I'm saying it on this show because I don't have the brazen meanness to say it to you, but I made jokes about it.
Yeah. He
when
knows
I was up
what's
in
up.
Maine, I
he
say,
knows.
When
They've been
Elizabeth
together for 5 years. It's time.
Boyfriend.
Yeah.
Did it ever get awkward with the jokes?
No, because he's a roll with the punches kind of guy.
Good, good, good. I got married at 25.
Yeah, loves golf. And so Connor and I sat and watched like the whole day of the U.S. Open.
I asked her.
Oh, I know. I was just asking.
The whole day.
Cares
I like
very assertive.
So I like both my daughters, the men in their lives. Mm-hmm. I like them both.
How long has Connor been in Elizabeth's life?
5 years.
That's what I thought.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's 5 years. Pretty sure. You know, and so I would like to say, I was talking with a buddy of mine today. He was talking about his son-in-law. His son and his daughter-in-law are taking them on a big trip. And I said, that's kind of cool. And she said, the neat thing about it is that, no, they're not going to murder them, Rob. He said that they made all of the arrangements, the itinerary, the plane trip. They're going up to Eastern Canada, very close to where I am up there. And all he had to do was put up his share for his portion of the trip. And that does not include his daughter. His daughter-in-law or his son, that they're paying for their way, and they made all the travel arrangements. And he said it was refreshing to do that with you know, with that they're adults now.
Would have been nicer if they paid for the whole trip, though, don't you think?
I think that's great if you can get it. I think that's a wonderful thing, but not everybody's in that zip code anymore.
Well, if you offer, you know, it's kind of implied for your parents.
Well, no, I mean, I don't think I think the win was not having to.
It's a small victory.
Yeah, I get you. I mean, I'm still getting my kids a nice, you know, a little cash stipend for birthday time, as we did.
I think most people do that, don't they?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so. You know, in the case of you, obviously you do it well into your 50s, probably, where it's a check at Christmas time. We did. And your parents are...
The presentation.
Your mother and father are compensated for the efforts that they put forward, getting your lives on track, I think spectacularly so.
Yes.
That's wonderful. I wish it was all like that. Because then at the end of the day, when we talk about taking care of our elderly and taking care of those that are, you know, winding down their lives, I think what you and your brother and sister do with your mom and dad, are it's the way it probably used to be. It used to be everybody was in the same house.
Right.
Now it's like now it's another American industry where they can be warehoused until they kick.
There,
and it's big money.
There's a fine line, though. And this is a fair warning to any of my Latino, Filipino, foreigners that are making their way and have to tithe back to their parents and the elderly. It's a great thing, but be prepared to draw a line. And I drew the line. You know, there's a lot about me. My apologies. 2 weeks ago, when my mom is going to Bolivia, because my sister said, let's go to Bolivia.
It's a great place.
Tatiana's going
with her family, and she invited us, and we said, we have full-time jobs. Enjoy.
Do you want to go anyway?
I want to go. Yeah, but we're not going. Okay. And my mom's like, I want to go. My dad's down there, right? So so at that point, I'm like, okay, just my mom's going, and then my sister's side of the family's going, the kids, everything. It's good for them to see that type of country. They're going to be exposed to culture, but also levels of poverty in an emerging nation that I think will hopefully, in the long run, open their eyes up to how fortunate we are to be in this country and to have the opportunities we have.
So she's taking her kids.
She's taking her kids and the family. And she purchased the plane ticket for my mom and everything. My mom says, I'm going to need some, she says to me, and I'm sitting there with Shannon in Spanish, and she says, I'll translate, I'm going to need some spending money for this trip, right? And she goes, make sure you let your brother know as well. Just very casual.
That's entitled, in my opinion.
Yes, and
that's over the line.
Drew the line.
Yeah. Did you call her on it?
I said, Mom, I love you. I love you, love you, love you, love you, love you. I just took you to Boston. I just took Dad to Boston. I do the best I can when I can. But Tati invited you on this trip. She should pay for everything on the trip. That is not my trip. I didn't come up with it. That's not my deal. That's not my thing. We're good.
And I think you're very right. I think you're on solid
100%
ground there.
Right?
There's no gray area there.
Yes. And she started to have that little lip quiver about, like, you know, when your mom's
like she was going
to
cry.
When your mom's mad at you? No. Mm. When she's about to hit
mad,
you.
Angry.
And strike you like a cobra. Mm-hmm. And I said, Mom, you know, I was like, if you said, mijito, You know, I would love something, you know, if you have anything, like, so I was like, I probably would have broken off something.
Was she directing it at you?
But when you're demanding it, and then you're asking me to tell my brother, I have to think twice if it's time for leisure world, because that's not how we do business in this family.
Okay.
Because
you're more than generous.
Right.
But, but you like it to be.
Just
not
be
necessarily
sweet about it.
Expected.
Correct.
Yeah, and perhaps on his terms, on Oscar's terms.
So how did the discussion end?
She mother effed me in Spanish for a good 5 minutes.
She was angry.
Then she stomped upstairs, and then I looked at my wife, and she said, I don't know what just happened. And I said, no worries, we're good. And then she came down 2 hours later and said, are you ready to see La Voz, which is the voice in Spanish? And that's when I knew she knew that she was in the wrong.
That's her way of apologizing. Yes.
Yeah.
And she started making a flan.
Language of love.
All was set. We watched La Voz, ate some flan, and forgot about the whole thing.
And you got the message across.
Yes.
What is the currency in Bolivia?
El Bolivar.
I know what he's going to do because I know him.
What?
He's going to reach out to Jose. He's going to reach out. You will. I know you will.
No, I Venmo'd her just this past Sunday. I said, before you go, here's a little something.
Because that's the way you roll.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You just don't need it to be, by the way, I'm going to need this.
No, one
of my kids said that to me.
No. Yeah. But they say your parents become children as they get older.
To a degree. Although I was hit by the lucky stick with my mom. God rest her beautiful soul. That, you know, when we transitioned her into assisted living, and I've told the story a bunch, but I'll tell it one more time because it's a beautiful story. And we were moving my mom from my childhood home outside of Hartford, Connecticut, all the way up to a suburb of Boston where there was a lovely facility, I'll still give it a plug, named Carlton Willard, where my mom would have a condo there, where she would have a little apartment. And I had not seen it. My sister did all the legwork. I contributed, what I needed to contribute, but she did, make no mistake, all the groundwork on it. And my mom, it was seamless. And was just like, yeah, it's time. I just feel like it's time. And there was no guilt and no, oh, you're moving me into this facility. Mm-hmm. And so the time comes where I fly up and I'm with Carla and my two daughters. And I think we were doing combining a visit to my mom with a visit to Boston and the whole thing. And so the day came and I was pretty busted up, simply
it's
keeping
tough.
It to myself.
Yeah.
But just any way you slice it, you're moving your mom into a facility. Probably the last place she's going to live, and you can't stop thinking about it. So we're driving out into the countryside, the suburban area, borderline rural suburban area of Massachusetts, and we're driving along, and Kathy is giving us a play-by-play of the facility where she is going to live. And so she says, now, stage one, she has a beautiful apartment here, and she will be able to, if she chooses to, have her own automobile to go into the city and do whatever she wants, full independence. Phase two would be if she needs someone with day-to-day tasks to assist her, even if it's something as simple as, dressing her or anything, if it gets to that point, she'll still be able to maintain her life in her apartment. And the nice thing about Carlton Willard is phase three, there is a full-time nursing care facility, if it comes to that, where she needs full-time care. And as she is describing that, as God is my witness, we are driving a back road in New England with a stone wall, and on the other side of that stone wall is what appeared to be a revolutionary-era cemetery that was on the other side. And Kathy points to the cemetery and says, and that would be phase four. And it broke the tension. My mom laughed. My daughters laughed. Carla laughed. That's everybody sweet. Laughed. But it also demonstrates that's how they get you. As Rob Spiewak once said to me,
they
in a very wise way, that's how they get you.
Always. Every time.
Womb to the tomb.
Yep.
They're taking money out of you. Womb to the tomb.
We're living longer now, so they get more of our money for longer periods of time.
Hate the socialists. Hate the socialists because, hey, we look at elderly care as a profit-making vehicle.
Sure.
And they make big money, man. Big money. right until your last, yeah. Well, you know, you have a home, right, that you're selling? Give those profits to us, not to your family.
Don't you
Give
know
it to us.
How you can live comfortably in your golden years? It's called a reverse mortgage.
When I, there it is.
When yes, I, is that Tom Selleck's commercial?
That is. Yes, it is. We have the fake one we used to play.
Yeah,
right?
That's right. Absolutely. You, oh what happens God. Is like
Twitch did that. Twitch yes, voiced that.
Yes.
Yeah.
We should dig that God out of the archives and play that again sometime. We'll take a break and come back with the homepage. News you really have no need for whatsoever. We'll be right back. Hear ye, hear ye. Listen up, possums. Discover the ultimate solution for your financial planning with Fabric by Gerber Life. Their quick and easy life insurance policies. And in just 10 minutes, you can customize a quote and you can secure coverage of up to $1 million.
Dollar.
Why don't I start again?
Mike.
Hold on.
That's a double reverse mortgage.
This man had a heat stroke earlier.
That's right.
So I did. I had a tough day.
Still a little.
You could finance a dollar.
He's perspiring.
That's the problem. There we go. Put that there. Now I got it. Hear ye! Hear ye!
Better.
Listen up, possums. Discover the ultimate solution for your financial planning with Fabric by Gerber Life's quick and easy life insurance policies. In just 10 minutes, you can customize a quote and secure coverage of up to $1 million for less than a dollar a day. Plus, enjoy the peace of mind that comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee and the flexibility to cancel any time. Don't leave your family's future to chance. Take action and get Fabric by Gerber Life today. Fabric was designed by parents. It was designed for parents, and it helps you get a high-quality, surprisingly affordable term life insurance policy and do it in less than 10 minutes. You could be offered coverage instantly with no health exam required. Protect your family today with Fabric by Gerber Life. Apply today in just 10 minutes at meetfabric.com/TMOS. That's meetfabric.com/TMOS. MEET fabric.com/TMOS. Policies issued by Western Southern Life Assurance Company, not available in certain states. Prices subject to underwriting and health questions. So thank you to Fabric by Gerber Life for their support of our wonderful program. And now it's time. Oh, that's right. It's time for the thing, right?
Do the thing.
Yeah, hit the thing. Thing.
From the four corners of the World Wide Web and into your digital device, it's what you need to know. This is the homepage.
Hold on. I'll be right back.
The thing.
Forgot the thing.
Oh, you forgot the thing?
Who runs Border Town? Master Blaster!
Barter Town.
Damn it!
Do you like, when he says thing, do you think of thing from the Addams Family?
No.
Or the Wednesday show? What's he doing?
I think of the car, the thing.
Oh, the Volkswagen thing?
Yeah.
Yeah. My father has a desire to buy a Volkswagen minibus.
Oh, the new guy?
Van? No,
beautiful.
The old one. The old classic one.
Oh, good
one,
for
yeah.
him.
I think that'd be fun.
HBS?
Yeah.
Doing do a show with heat stroke.
Do it.
So do it.
Do it. The new bus, electric bus.
Very cool.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
That's all right.
I kind of lost my place.
Depends on how much they are. Let me look.
Did you like Thing in the Wednesday show?
Yes.
I thought that was funny. Pretty good.
A funnier version of Thing.
Yeah, the hand. Got to give him a hand.
As I go through this this copy here, this is what I normally do. When I'm before the show.
And right.
It's all, the work's been done since 5:45.
I'm over here now.
Yeah.
I'm over here now.
He's over there now.
I'm over here now. Come on. I'm over here
how
now.
How much do you think
I'm
that...
I'm over here now.
How much... You know that there's a new Volkswagen electric bus, right?
Yeah.
The ID Buzz is called, I
Too
guess.
Much the magic bus.
I just don't know how much... How much were these back in the day?
Well, Volkswagens
I
mean, were always...
buses. I always thought they were cool, but I'm souring on electric. I hate to say that, but
pull
I am.
Up VW Buzz, Mac, if you don't mind.
You're talking about the new VW electric van.
Yeah. How much are those going to cost? They can't be. Are they going to be 50K? No way.
Because you know Volkswagens in the day, back in the day of that and the thing and the Beetle, they were to be cheap. They were the people's car.
Yeah, but I thought they were like, I don't know, maybe like 15 grand
back in the day.
45,000. No, that's not it. Let me get it right.
Yeah, get it right.
Sorry.
Well, we'll get it right, but are you ready for...
Sorry. We're just padding.
Right. Yeah. Robert Downey Jr. named the two most important movies he's made in the past 25 years, and they're not what you would think they are. The Shaggy Dog in 2006 and Doolittle in 2020. Weird, huh?
He was in a Shaggy Dog movie?
Yeah.
How did I not know this?
Well, he said it was huge for him because it was, quote, the film that got Disney saying they would insure me after all his drugging and running through people's backyards.
Drugging.
He was on the comeback trail from his drug and alcohol issues. So getting Disney's trust was a big deal. As for Doolittle, pretty much everything about it was a fiasco, he said. But it was a learning experience for him and his wife, Susan. Quote, what's that phrase? Never let a good crisis go to waste. I believe that. Yeah. I believe that with all of my heart.
Do you like him as an actor, Robert Downey
Jr.? I like him. I don't think there's a better performance I've ever seen than Chaplin.
Yeah, I was going to just bring that up.
I think he was that wonderful in it. I love that movie. Then he's been, Robert Downey Jr. has played Robert Downey Jr. for the last 15 years, in my opinion.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's just that that overly confident,
it goes back, too cool for school.
It's kind of the Justin Bateman school of acting.
It goes back way far. Watch The Pickup Artist.
Yeah, he's that slicky boy.
Yeah, yeah. You know? But he has the chops.
Yes,
because
totally
Chaplin is good, but yeah, it's hard to say.
The ID Buzz, just a quick heads up, $58,000 estimate.
The electric band?
Electric Buzz, yes. Volkswagen.
I know, that Michael seems high.
40,000 base, who knows?
I'm going to get one. We're going to trade it out. I'm going to put our new equipment in it, and I'm going to travel the country next summer.
Will you come see us?
You would look like a pervert.
Yeah, because I'll do it alone. I'm going to leave my family back.
No, I just like step into my studio, ladies.
And I will use the voice of, who's the guy from Cannonball Run?
Oh, Dr. Nicholas Van Helsing? Yeah.
Yeah. But who's the actor? Do you know who
Jack
the actor?
Elam.
Jack Elam. I'll sound like Jack Elam the whole time, you know?
Can you tell me where the directions to the nearest high school?
Yeah, it'll be all of your broadcast equipment and a basket of candy.
I am excited about the movie Oppenheimer. The media is really invested in the box office battle between Barbie and Oppenheimer. I think that's created by the producers of Barbie.
I don't know. They have the same target audience.
No, right. I just think they're manufacturing that.
Yeah, I do.
Barbie is the same fluff, unoriginal crap that you get. It's a reinvented pop culture phenom that they're trying to take it. It's a toy. Oppenheimer is a massive historical moment in the United States, and I just can't wait to see it. And it sounds fascinating. They both open in July 21st, even though they don't seem like they'd have any audience crossover. Maybe that's not the case. AMC theaters say this. So I'll admit if I'm wrong.
Okay.
They say that around 20,000 people who belong to their Stubbs Rewards program have already bought tickets to see both movies on the same day. Isn't that weird?
No, you're buying for your wife goes into Barbie or your kids go into Barbie. You go and see the Atom Bomb.
Well, the company calls it a great sign that the growing online conversation around seeing both of these incredible films is turning into ticket sales. I'm not sure whether I know about
that.
I don't know anything about that.
Nicole Kidman trailer is working. Everyone is going to the movies again.
I love that trailer.
Cillian Murphy, he plays Robert Oppenheimer, and he moves in to the A-list with this role. He supports that movie. He says, quote, I can't wait to see Barbie. I love Margot Robbie. I love Ryan Gosling. My advice would be for people to go see both on the same day. All right, well, that's what an actor's saying. So we'll see, but I'm excited about Oppenheimer. And I hear it's a little naughty, too, so add that to the fun.
Really?
A little nudity. A little nudity in the
movie. Like that. Yeah.
Thanks, Rob. Okay, thank you.
Gross. God. I like that.
If he never said anything ever about sex in any way, I would be perfect. I would be perfectly happy.
I like that.
I like that.
Frontal nudity, Mike?
Shut up!
Unfortunately, I got to hit the thing again. Yeah. Unfortunately, this doesn't come as much of a surprise. Ozzy Osbourne dropped out of the Power Trip Festival because
health.
In a statement, he said, quote, my original plan was to return to the stage in the summer of 2024. And when the offer to do this show came in, I optimistically moved forward. Unfortunately, my body is telling me I'm just not ready yet. He's lucky to be alive.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
I am much too proud to have the first show I do nearly 5 years be half-assed. All right, Ozzy, I buy that. As of last night, Power Trip hasn't announced Ozzy's replacement, which he says are personal friends of his. The festival goes down this October in Indio, California, the same place as Coachella. So
I hear they're replacing Ozzy's him with Michael Bublé.
I've got the world on a string.
Can you go to the movies tonight?
I can't tonight, no.
What do you have planned?
My daughter's coming home tonight.
Oh, boo.
What?
Fine, I'll take someone else. Mission Impossible, Mike. Tomorrow I'll give you a full review.
I've never seen
my kid to that.
I've never seen one of them.
No.
You've never seen a Mission Impossible?
No.
Oh, they're awesome. I mean, it's kind of the new James Bond.
Yeah, I suppose.
And judge really you.
Good. Mm. There are plenty of words we can't say on the radio, but this one we can. A budding mathematician in England used an algorithm to come up with the new perfect swear word. She took a list of 186 bad words, narrowed it down to the 45 best ones
for a great one.
That's a great one.
They were the 45 best ones in her opinion. And she used an algorithm to create a new word that's supposed to be the ultimate curse word. So what is it? The algorithm said the ideal swear word has four letters and starts with a B. Apparently, that's because there were more B words on the list than any other. Then it also has to have an ER tacked onto the end. According to the algorithm, the ultimate swear word is banger.
Oh.
Yeah, not much of a reaction.
No.
I didn't expect it.
No, well,
most people agree it's not very good. Even the mathematician admitted it's not always as satisfying as you can't improve on the original.
No, the seven first are great.
She's still tweaking the algorithm, though, so maybe it'll come up with a better one someday. You know,
I have a good one, Mike.
What's that?
Sweet and sour chicken!
I just know Oscar likes that tape.
The best.
She's doing it because studies have found swearing can help with pain when you hurt yourself. So, well, or expressing frustration. I've used it for many, many moons.
Yeah.
Her goal is basically to find the perfect word to yell when you stub your toe. Yeah. Good luck. Good luck, lousy, worthless, waste of my time.
I like just calling someone, hey, lousy.
Lousy, worthless, banger.
Ooh.
Banger, I hardly know her.
Hey.
Do you like it when your barber gives you chit chat?
No.
Do you like it? Do you wish they'd zip it and focus on not lopping an ear off? Do you want them to?
Mike,
focus
it was
on the
always
job?
Best when you would go to $5.99 haircut in Manassas, and the only thing you heard from your barber was his congestive heart failure.
Okay,
the gurgling of his lungs. Yeah,
prefer when our stylist doesn't make small talk. 65% enjoy it. 5% don't care either way. Here are a few more quick hairstyle hints. Around 1 in 20 people had gray or white hair as a toddler. 6% said it was one of those colors when they were just a year old. So I don't know what that has to do with anything. 26% of Americans say they're a natural blonde. Mm. But there's an asterisk with that one. A third of us think it still counts even if you were blonde as a kid. No, it doesn't.
Well,
no. There are a lot of toe heads. That's the way that works.
What changes?
Well, I mean, it's just your hair darkens as you get older. My kid was a towhead.
Yeah.
What's
got
a towhead?
Brown hair now.
I've never even heard that term.
Blonde-haired kid.
Blonde-hair, fair-haired kid.
Huh. If a guy dyes his hair, should he dye his beard the same color?
Why toe? Why toe?
Hello?
I don't know.
Right?
I have a cousin named Liz that we used to call Toe because she was blonde as a baby.
T-O-W?
No, T-O-E.
Hold on.
Like a yellow nail?
No. Toe, like
hello.
Oh, he's getting that.
Hello.
Why would it be?
I'm find out for you.
Mac, look that up. Let Mac look it up.
That's Mac find does. Out towhead.
Yeah.
Towhead is the expression for a blonde.
Yeah,
we get that.
But we want to know the derivation.
Why would they ever use that? It sounds gross.
15% of us cut our own hair. I know we've all probably done it once in a while. Another 6% said they never pay for a haircut. So those people either have a friend or spouse who does it.
No, they just, it's called cut and run.
Cut and run. Oh, yeah, they run out of the barber.
They do. Woo-hoo!
Oscar, you've cut your own hair, have you not?
Yes, I actually bought clippers that said you could cut your own hair. Don't believe them.
May I read this?
Doesn't work. Yes.
The toe and toe head, and it is T-O-W, Oscar, I apologize. According to the Oxford English Dictionary, refers to the fiber of flax, hemp, or jute prepared for spinning. Since flax is light in color, blonde people, especially children, are sometimes referred to as towheads or toe-headed,
as early as the 19th century.
This now makes sense to me. Okay. I thought it was your toe, like your big toe.
No, but now I'm spelling my cousin Liz's name wrong.
Mm.
Yeah, sorry.
That would be green hair. A Chinese restaurant, now Little Something Something, is in trouble with the law after challenging its customers to eat 100 dumplings for a free meal.
Mm.
Authorities in China are now investigating whether the restaurant in Yibin, Sichuan, has violated the country's anti-food waste laws by holding its King of the Big Stomach Challenge. The rules said to win, the contestant would need to chomp down 108 spicy wonton dumplings, known as chow chows, as fast as they could. For doing so, the winner would bag themselves a free meal as well as a number of other prizes. I suggest one of those prizes should be a year's supply of free toilet paper.
Oh,
yay!
God.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I'm here all week.
Chow,
that was
chow,
my daughter. That's why I tried to answer that. Probably saying thank you for the, you know, little something.
The
something.
Consideration?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to call her back and say, I need a little spending money. Welcome back, everybody, to the Mike O'Leary Show. God. Although we really didn't even go anywhere. Isn't that amazing? This portion of the program brought to you by Legacy Box. Yay for Legacy Box!
Yes, yay!
The ultimate solution for preserving your precious memories. Don't let your box of old home movies deteriorate in a hot, damp, musty box this summer. With Legacy Box's Save Your Tape sale, you can easily access and protect those memories forever with only $9 per tape. It's like magic. Simply send in your Legacy Box filled with VHS tapes, camcorder tapes, and pictures. Their professional team will digitize everything and return it to you on a thumb drive or in the cloud, along with your original items. Experience the amazing feeling of bringing your past into the present and preserving it for the future. We've all used it, and we all love it, because you cannot put a price on memories. That's how much it meant to me. Don't let this summer's heat age your videotapes, film reels, and fade your photos. Visit LegacyBox.com/TMOS to shop their $9 tape sale. That's LegacyBox.com/TMOS to unlock this incredible offer. Make it happen! Yeah! Make it happen! Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show.
How are you feeling with your heat stroke?
I've missed a few things on the show. That's usually getting back into the new studio that normally takes a while for me
when
to get
do you
used
when do you
to.
Think you're gonna hit your stride
for the show today?
No, just in general.
I peaked in the first 2 minutes.
I agree.
I
he
peaked
was very
in the
good.
Absolute first 2 minutes, and now it's
it.
All
no you're fine you're
no
not
I'm 100% fine.
I think Oscar was thinking about more of a day,
a like, day,
yeah, because you started on Monday back in the studio.
Yes,
today's
no,
Tuesday.
It felt great. Yeah, it felt great to come in today and get her done and you know, it's the way it always
hot
it's the
compliments
way show
for
always,
your new light spotlighting the show name.
Yes.
On the video.
Oh, good, good, good. Yeah, yes. All right. Well, I like that. That's good. I'm happy with that.
Sad there's wanted, no shelf, but nice light.
The shelf is better off. It's gone.
You
it's
think?
Fine. Yeah.
I like the symmetry
it
of the shelf.
Busy. Someone said it was so busy. It was hard to focus on Mike.
Busy is nice.
Not always.
Well, I mean, lots of commentary on the show. Yeah. Lots of commentary on the... You know, the discussion we had before the show yesterday, a lot of fallout on the, not really fallout. But I mean, we were talking about the realities of the show, and people care, and I welcome that.
Some
I think
very
that's great
thoughtful
that
conversations.
In, I, think
I agree.
So.
For the listener that under the Mike O'Mara Show name on Facebook that said, basically he insulted us as a team. And I insulted him and his mom.
It was a great exchange.
It was me.
Now, I might have missed that. What was that about?
Oh, no. You know, there's nothing like someone troll, you know, saying mean things about you and then throwing...
was it about the sales stuff?
No. Your mama joke. It was hilarious.
It was great.
It was about the content. And I said, and I gave him a your mama joke, and then he got upset, and then I laughed and then continued
well,
to troll
Well, what was he trolling you about? I don't,
he said
I don't
the
remember.
Content was had fallen off, and I said his mom had fallen off.
What, the content on the show?
Yeah, and he wrote that, and I said, your mom had fallen off. And it, and then he wrote back, my mom's passed, and I said, way to ruin the comedy pyramid.
Yeah, well, and then I said, we mustn't ruin the pyramid. No.
If you're going to do that, I think if you are not simply trolling, and you're making an effort that you know, you'd like to hear something you once heard.
Yeah.
Share it. We go, we do retreads all the time.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. I'm 64.
Yeah.
I tell stories from, I'm on my 10,000th telling of certain stories on this show. I just did one about my mom going to assisted living.
And speaking of retreads, Mike, I'd like to say hi to his mom.
Yes.
His mother?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I can do you better on that.
Okay.
I'm used to being on stage and dealing with mom.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, with a guy. Well, Sam Kinison did it better than anybody. Well, that's what your mom said, but I couldn't understand her because she had my in her One of the greatest ones of all. She said, "Hey, Sam, tell my idiot son to quit effing with your show." I thought that was the greatest of all time. That was, and by the way, I get back to my new favorite comedian who I'd love to book on the show someday, Ian Bagg, who is absolutely the best. There is another guy that I actually reached out to and sent a PM to, and he's a dreamboat young guy, and
Matt Rife.
Matt Rife.
Yeah,
and Matt Rife was working a crowd, and he does great crowd work too. Yeah. Matt Rife is wise beyond his years, and
is
Matt
he youngish?
Does,
he's been doing it since he was like,
but he's
14,
been doing it forever, and he's got the composure of a 50-year-old up on stage.
Yeah.
And a lady sends him a risque T-shirt that's got a sex act on it, and then he starts riffing with this woman. I think this has gone very viral. This video, he's riffing on this this MILF in the audience. And it just goes back and forth and back and forth. And it is so, and she's very, very pretty. And he is just doing such a great job. And it was such quality that I had to reach out and say that, you know, crowd work to me is the greatest form of stand up. I love it more than anything in the world next to George Carlin. I just love crowd work. I loved it with the old style, and I love it with the new guys that do it. It's fantastic.
For those of you not in the know, This is the most popular, and at this point, within pop culture, the most successful comedian, and his meteoric rise to fame has been unprecedented. His world tour is completely sold out.
He's wonderful.
He sold out like seven.
I've read about this guy.
Eight Chicago shows.
Yeah. I've read about
sold
this
out
guy.
In a heartbeat. And you're right, Mike. And he actually he's talked about this on multiple different shows. That the ability for him to break through the way that he has into the mainstream media, and I'm paraphrasing here, wouldn't have been available if it wasn't for social media, Reels or TikTok, because the gatekeepers that keep you out of comedy clubs, that he could just not get into, he wasn't, you know, getting access to.
Right.
That entire paradigm has changed.
It has changed, and you see guys that pop up on feeds if you are a connoisseur of stand-up, as I am, and I love it. I love to see a young guy with composure and with amazing skill work a crowd like that and just relax and do it. And he's comfortable with his the women lusting for him out in the crowd, and he just handles it. You know, hey folks, you mind if I cut this show short? It's just so the dynamic with this woman. If I did it, it would be gross. If most comedians did it, it would be a little gross. That there's nothing worse than a comedian who is trying to be very obviously sexy.
Yes,
a thirsty comedian that's up there. It's disgusting. Yuck. This guy doesn't need to be doing that, but he's doing it, and it's a great exchange
also,
between an older lady and him. It's fantastic.
He's 27. Mm-hmm. He's apparently, you know, really good-looking guy, but wasn't always good-looking.
I don't think he's – and I think what makes it great, I don't think he's movie star good-looking. I think he's just got a charisma to him, Oscar.
This is when you throw a picture of
Mac. We can get a picture
of
Matt.
For God's sakes, I don't know
what
you're doing back there.
Matt, are you sleeping at the wheel? You were so great the first day you had the tour.
What happened, buddy?
I apologize. Yeah, I'm a little bit sleepy today.
Mm. Is this your Addison's? Are we going to make this a big deal?
No, it's not a big deal.
He's modelish looking. He looks a little modelish, not like a movie star, I think. More of a model.
I say that with as much love as possible.
And you know, Rob,
is this your autoimmune disease once again?
No.
Matt's in the background just still going, there we go, that same tape that I play all the time. So anyway, check
Matt
him out
Rife is his name, for God's sakes.
R-I-F-E.
Matt Rife.
This kid. What is now he I'm doing in there? I never know now what he's doing in there.
The M is on the bottom row of the keyboard.
Oh, don't you talk. Don't you talk. There he is.
Oh, there he is.
He looks like Mac. He looks like a better-looking Mac.
And he's wearing a Beatles T-shirt.
Thanks.
Do you take that as a compliment?
Sure.
You should.
Yeah.
This guy's a dreamboat.
He is. He is truly a dreamboat.
Yeah. Thank you.
Once again, I'm sorry I have to keep playing. Thank you.
Now we know.
Hey, I'm sorry. We're up on a break. We have to take a short break here. When we come back, just a small word on baseball after my rave about baseball.
Yes.
I'm such a rube. I just have to full disclosure you on that. And then as we continue, a brand new energy drink that Rob is very, very excited about.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is, but we'll find out after this. Whether you're heading out on a road trip or rushing through the airport, why not skip the usual stress of vacation travel and chill out with Dadgrass? All their products are TSA approved. Sorry I laugh when I say that.
It's true,
Droovy Daddy-O. Dadgrass is legal organic smokable hemp that relaxes your body and mellows your mind. Their 100% organic pre-rolled joints are very low in THC and high in CBD, so you can enjoy the effects of cannabis while keeping a clear head. Chill out without getting stoned. It's like having a glass of wine, but not the whole bottle. Dadgrass also offers the finest tinctures and gummies on the market. All the mellow goodness, no smoke required. All Dadgrass products are federally legal for ages 18 and over, and it ships right to your door anywhere in the U.S. Plus, it's TSA approved. Right now, Dadgrass is offering our listeners 20% off their first order when you go to dadgrass.com/TMOS. Go to dadgrass.com/TMOS for 20% off your first order. That's dadgrass.com/TMOS. I know I raved about baseball, and then the night after I raved about it, I watched another game with... Excuse me. I didn't mean to do that.
Oh, you really
hate
baseball.
And I watched another Red Sox game that went to 10:30, so it was a full hour longer. Because pitching changes are pitching changes, and they can still change pitchers whenever they want.
Well, the short game you saw in person, right?
Yeah, it was in person.
So the long game was because of the commercials.
That's funny. That is funny.
I'm glad you think so, Oscar.
Shut up!
But I also wanted to say, watching the Home Run Derby, minus Chris Berman. Bang, bang, bang. Thank you. I have to say, it's just... lost on me a little bit. I don't know. Even I don't like all-star games anyway.
Even with the way it played out with the winner?
It was great that it was Vlad Guerrero, and he did it after his dad did it. But it's so jocks out of control. It's so superstars out of control with all their swagger and all their jewelry.
It's
and all
fun.
Just wandering around. I didn't think it was all.
There's a lot of manufactured
sport. You know what I like? I like two teams facing each other and trying to win. That's what I like. And the Home Run Derby, Chris Berman ruined the Home Run Derby for me because it used to be they stood up there, they tried to hit home runs, and it was over. And then it became pad, 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 pad,
it's
content,
a television
content,
event.
Content. I know, there it is. It's a television event. F that. I don't like it. I don't care for it. It leaves me cold. And I just want to get on with the second half of the season and see if the Red Sox can make a wild card run. Mm. That's all. That's all.
What's your prediction?
I think the Red Sox have to make at least one move to be in the thick of things. I don't think they'll do it. So I don't think they're.
Are you willing to guarantee that they won't make it?
I do not guarantee that they won't make it, and I did not guarantee a win. I don't do that anymore. Maybe next season. We'll see how I feel.
Okay.
All right, Mr. Man.
I just like when you come in and mean it. I love your passion.
I don't know.
Does it open up into a larger room?
I don't know. You were excited about a new energy.
Yeah, I just wanted to warn Oscar. This actually made its way to Capitol Hill. Have you heard about the new sports drink Prime?
I think it's been out for a couple years now.
Hold it.
Yeah.
Hold the phone.
Yeah.
Hold the phone. I don't know. What time is it?
It's prime time.
Michael!
Prime time. I get it.
Get it?
Michael, are you here?
Prime debut, I think, a couple years ago.
Yeah, but this is the first time Chuck Schumer's talked about it.
Yeah, but it's not new. No, Mac, you know more about this.
They're your sponsors there.
I do.
Yeah, you're a Logan Paul mark.
I am not a Logan Paul mark.
Yeah.
You love KSI, don't you? The rap records of KSI?
I don't mind KSI. KSI is more of a cool guy. Okay. Logan Paul is not.
So, Mike, these are the guys that are endorsed.
Hold on a second. All right. Hold on. I'm going to try to get my wife on the phone here.
Okay.
All right. Hold on. Let's see what happens. All
right. January 4th, 2002.
It's been around that long.
Hi, we're the O'Mara family. We made the switch to T-Mobile.
Call failed. There it is. Call failed. Call failed.
Should have gone Verizon.
Yeah. Or American Telephone and Telegraph.
Oh, the garbage. They used to have that.
Yeah. I have it now.
It's sad.
It is sad.
Sod.
But they discount.
It's just a regular call. You used to do it a million times on the show. Calling, and then I'm going to get a poof. Oh, there it is. Okay, good.
It's working? We can't hear it.
I know you can't.
Oh, sorry.
Maybe because it's too hot.
I just will sit here and wait.
Hello? Are you there? Hello?
We're getting cleats at Dick's.
You're getting
Excuse
what?
Me? Whoa.
I cleats. Heard it.
Oh, cleats.
At Dick's.
Why do you say, are you wearing a retainer?
No.
Okay. Can you put Michael on the phone, please?
Sure. Here he is. Michael. Hello?
Hey, Michael, I got to tell you something. So we're doing the show right now.
Yeah.
And Rob came in because he wanted to talk about a new energy drink.
Mm-hmm.
And do you know what drink he's talking about? What's the greatest drink in the world?
Prime.
Prime. You're goo-goo for Prime, aren't you?
Mm-hmm.
You love it. All right. Do you want to talk about it?
Do you know the amount of caffeine in it, Michael?
Well, no, he doesn't do the energy version of it.
Oh, he does the, okay, there's a, yeah.
He does the regular, you don't do the one with caffeine, right?
No.
And what were you all excited about in Boston?
Lemonade Prime.
That's the new flavor?
Yeah.
What are some of the other flavors?
Ice pop. You got Metamoon, tropical punch, blue raspberry. tropical punch, blue raspberry. Orange.
Uh huh.
I'm thinking of another one.
What is why do you love Prime so much?
I just like how it tastes.
And all your friends do too, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're all drinking Prime.
Ask him
all
the if he
kids
likes
are drinking
the packaging
Prime.
Because
do you like the packaging of Prime?
Yeah.
Ask him if plants like Prime.
Oscar made a joke, but you don't understand. So anyway, I love you.
I love you.
How was camp today?
Pretty good.
Pretty good. Okay, sounds special.
Pretty good.
Worth the money. All right, I'll talk to you when you get home.
Love you.
Bye. Aww. All right.
Well, Mike, I just want you to be aware that if you accidentally buy him the caffeine version of Prime.
Yeah, we actually send him off.
One can has 200 milligrams of caffeine per 12 ounces.
Give it to your brother. He'll drink it.
Which is the equivalent of 6 cans of Coke.
Oh, yeah.
In one can. It's 6
full octane.
Yeah, it is.
By the way, full disclosure, and I have to share it with you. Mm-hmm. I mainlined... I think it was only 2 packets of liquid IV in about 60 ounces of water today.
Yeah.
I got her done, and it was fantastic.
It'll keep you alive out there.
Oh, no, it makes the difference. I used to get a low-grade headache when I'd take any other flavored water out there. Now, liquid IV, sugar-free, fantastic. And there are fine spots. Are they still sponsored?
It's what plants crave. Right.
Yeah, it is what plants crave.
Rondo, it has electrolytes. That's it. So that's my kid. He loves Prime, Rob. So, I mean, you were on the same page.
Plants love water, like out the toilet.
Still a great movie.
I would avoid that caffeine drink.
Yeah. Chuck Schumer says don't drink it.
And I'm not sure what's in the regular stuff either, but we haven't really paid attention because we're parents of the year. That's it. That's the way, you know.
The regular is full of blow.
Yeah. We were all over Boston looking for regular Prime Lemon Lime.
It's
the
a
new
big
one.
Deal.
Yeah. And of course, it was all sold out because we're Americans.
Well, anything that Logan Paul says is good, I'm all in.
Yeah. Tomorrow on the show, I'll tell you about a new phenom that I've discovered. I think you have to go, you probably see it many different places, but the one I was paying attention to, you have to go all the way up to Alaska. And it's about as American an event as you will ever see. Day!
It's a good tease. Yeah.
America. We got to take a break.
Yes,
we'll come back. The flip side is coming up, ladies and gentlemen. And I feel great. I don't have any lingering effects of of the heat stroke that I suffered earlier today.
We're buying cleats at Dick's.
Thank you. We'll be right back with more fun and more thrills. You have the distinct honor and privilege of listening to the Mike O'Mara Show. Beware the blazing, damaging sunlight. Summertime is here, and it's time to focus on your face. Luckily, DermGlow has everything you need in one place. Attention, fellas. I have two packages, a big one and a small one. And ladies, you can indulge yourself with Carla's Beauty Bundle. Also on sale now, discover the latest products from Azul. Or try the Grande Fantastico Fanning and Curling Mascara. And don't miss the wonders of the Peptide Recovery Mask. With DermGlow, enjoy fast shipping and worldwide delivery. They even offer afterpay for your convenience. Enhance your loveliness with virtual skin consultations and find the perfect products for you. And if you can't decide, an e-gift card from DermGlow is always a winner. Visit DermGlowSkin.com today, the ultimate facial boutique featuring facials and products by the Pampering Esthetician. She's the best esthetician. The best esthetician.
Best esthetician.
Reach out today and tell them that NHL Hall of Famer and Capitals right wing Mike Gartner sent you. He now owns 3 Canadian skating rinks, which is nice. Thank you. Let's play the
play the thing, Mike.
It's right there. Thank
The flip side. And a born-again Christian.
Mm.
Very good.
How nice about that, Mike?
That's wonderful.
Here's a song that you may be hearing more of. I wonder if you could name the artist. Oscar, you can play
okay.
Too. Who do you think this is singing?
Doesn't seem to matter what I do. I'm always number two.
Michael Jackson?
Nope.
No one knows how hard I this tried. Is...
I got
this
it.
Is the kid from...
Oh, God.
The Bellas, the guy?
No.
I got it.
Mike?
Buddy Hackett.
No, the answer I'm looking for, this is Ryan Gosling as Ken from the Barbie movie.
He can sing? Well, he was in La La Land.
It's called I'm Just
Ken. Yeah, he sang in La La Land.
Yeah.
Right? He was musical.
Yeah. But after seeing this video and maybe getting a taste of what the movie looks like a headache. I'm not sure I can take it.
It's not for
I'm
you
not sure
and
I'm
it's not for
go.
Us.
Yeah, but it's got all that pop culture
yeah,
buzz,
but
and I'm not sure
just,
I'm going to check
not,
it out.
We'll go see Mission Impossible and Oppenheimer. The ladies can go see Barbie or Mac, you know, give us a full review.
Is it a, it's not a kid-friendly movie, right?
No, I think it's PG.
Yeah, I think it's for everybody. It's Barbie.
Bob.
I take, Bobby. But I'm saying I would go see it under the guise of taking my kid to it.
But he, I mean.
Would you use him as like the excuse, your pass to get
in? I would use the idea that he wanted to see it in a fun afternoon on a 95-degree day with him as, the benefit would be I could come in here and talk about it.
When I was...
PG-13.
When I was like 5 or 6, my mom's cousin Jimmy and his wife Renee borrowed me because he wanted to see Benji in the theater. I didn't want to go without a kid. So
that's a great idea.
Is
yeah,
that
I
kid
get
locked
that.
Up now?
What's that?
That guy locked up now?
Yeah, he is, as a matter of fact.
Is he?
Yeah, and all he does is watch Barbie.
I had an uncle that I had an uncle that took me to Deep Throat.
I thought you took him to Deep Throat so you could get in.
No, he was curious.
Let's move on.
Okay, let's.
Jeez.
You know what? The whole idea of Lyft and Uber seems a little unsafe at times just because of the randomness of it. And ladies especially. This lady was going viral yesterday with tips for how to be safe in your Uber. I think this is pretty fascinating.
Sitting directly behind the driver in the back seat is the safest place to sit. Child locks. I will always pretend like something got caught in the door to make sure that that back door opens at my discretion, that I can open that back door by myself and that there are no child locks on it. I will always be on the phone, whether that be someone that I am actually speaking to or literally just talking to myself, pretending like I am having a conversation so that it seems like I am always talking to somebody, that somebody is there with me. I will always mention that there is someone waiting for me. It just gives the impression that, like, if something were to happen to you, there is someone looking for you.
God, I can't say, stop it. She's
her
making
voice.
Great points, but what? She's talking like she's a sophomore in high school.
I know. I'm sorry about her voice.
God
but
almighty.
But I think the most fascinating
And then I
one,
go down. What's There's a style of talk, they say.
When, yeah, it's
when
a burn.
They do, what is it called?
It's called the burn.
The
burn? A vocal burn. Yeah.
Like, and I. God almighty. You don't talk like a friggin' adult, for God's sake.
The thing that I found most fascinating is checking that the door opens from the inside when you get in, because there are safety latches for kids where they can lock the back doors. So it's something
really?
To check on. Yeah.
Yeah, I know that. God, you make it sound like it's like a real bulletin.
And Mike, this car had FM and AM radio.
The app There's a also- button in there where you can lock the back door. Yeah. You don't think I've done that with a spider monkey for 9 years?
That's true.
I haven't hit that button on a regular basis.
There's a safety feature on the app that gets you, I use it especially in the city, where you have to give the driver a code to confirm that this is the person you actually hired or used the app for. And then the other one is you can share your location and your trip with anybody within your phone, right, with one tap. You're good to go.
Do you use the same code you always use?
No. They gave you the code.
1, 2, 3, 4.
No. Penis.
Oh, God.
The password is there penis.
There he goes
again.
There he goes.
And then he
Let's
goes.
Let's move on.
Let's go.
I keep telling you to move on. Stop enjoying yourself.
I'm
and move
enjoying
on.
My partner here. All right. Toronto. Sad news for Toronto police. Did you know that the Toronto police station, they had a functioning bar in the police station for senior officers? It got shut down.
This is a bit crazy. If a senior officer has been drinking there and picked up for drunk driving, somebody's missed the duty of care on that one. Very unusual to find a government agency having a bar in a government building.
So it's not there anymore.
Wow.
But they're keeping the liquor license for special events.
Can you send the McKenzie officers over here, please, Bob and Doug?
Good day. Eh?
Thank you. Thank you very much.
And let's close with this. This is a great comic. Tom Papa talks about, and this is good for this season, no one should ever go on a family vacation. Mm-mm. It's just not a good idea.
A family vacation? Don't do that. Don't do that. Look, a family is a bad organization. It barely works at home. Why would you take it on the road? Now you're in this weird reality show with obstacles being thrown at you you couldn't even dream of. Like, I'm running out of nowhere. Your wife was just stung in the vagina by a jellyfish. Go! Your mother-in-law is trying out her new Spanish on the busboy and saying slightly racist comment. Go! Your youngest child just broke out in hives in the middle of the night. There's not a hospital for hours. What are you gonna do? What am I gonna do? I'm gonna get a dirty Benadryl out of the bottom of my backpack. Take the hair off it, give it to her, put her back in bed, and hope she wakes up in the morning. I'm not a doctor, I'm a drunk dad on vacation.
Sounds like a pretty good plan to me.
It does
Mike,
sound
that's
like
all
a good
I got.
Plan, doesn't it?
That's awesome.
Oh, my God. That's it. We'll be back tomorrow with a brand new episode. Please join us. Fruitcakes.
Buy them.
Yes.
This is our summertime
Time's
fundraiser. This is how we raise money for the show. And as we've mentioned to you, these are the times we need it more than ever. Mm-hmm. I don't care if you even like fruitcake. Buy it for somebody you think might really love it.
Buy one for your mom.
And if you have the means, support us any way you can.
Yes,
if it doesn't
please.
Mean buying a fruitcake, we've got all sorts of ways you can help TMOS. We'd appreciate that. Happy birthday to Elizabeth, Rob Spiewak, and Oscar Santana. Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
With a sexy body and just a knockout 10 figure.
You are unstoppable!
Why don't you love me?
Mike is very, very, very attractive.
We don't make mistakes. We have happy accidents.
Back in a moment, my dear, we have to expel some urine.